Hi, Reed. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Dad?
I'm fine, except as soon as I said, how are you, it was like a little more enthusiastic than usual.
Maybe that'll keep things interesting for the listeners.
For the record, I would have just said, typically, hi, Reed. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Dad?
That's right.
There we go.
I'm fine. Yeah.
I'm fine.
I don't know. I got really excited. Maybe because, is this right? We haven't recorded since the family review.
I think so.
That was Christmas.
Yeah. So this is the first one in the new year.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's almost March or no, not quite.
Not
quite. It's near in March.
Post President's Day. Mm-hmm. I have spring break. Next week is a week of classes, and I have spring break after that, which is the first week of March.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not technically spring.
But. It's not spring. Yeah, it's kind of early, but it feels right when you get to that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So, 10 questions episode?
Yeah.
After a quick announcement.
Yeah. / request.
Yeah. We want to do a music review episode because we just like those.
Yeah.
And so I get, what do you think? So we were going to have people send stuff in. So how do we make this request?
So I think the idea was, we like reviewing music and listening to music and talking about it. But I think the other times we've done it, it's been us picking songs that we already like or have opinions about.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kind of idea was, oh, what if people send in songs that they like or that they already have opinions on and we...
Or think we should listen to and give our... Maybe they're unsure and they need us to tell them if they should like it or not.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay.
Yeah, so kind of open-ended.
Yeah. Yeah. And a chance for us to like hear music maybe we haven't and then
mm-hmm.
get to play it and talk about it. Or snippets, samples of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So... I mean, I think half of our listening audience is our family, so they would just tell us mm-hmm. what we should review.
But right, but I think they should still send it in.
Good point.
Because we might forget what they said, or they That's might forget point. What they said, or yeah. something.
And we want to level the playing field.
Yeah.
We might
unbiased.
Yeah. So email us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. DearMouthSounds@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. Or go to the webpage.
Right.
Okay.
MouthSounds.org.
Yep. That's an upcoming episode.
Mm-hmm.
You too, listener, can be a part of this interactive endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Any other big news?
I don't think so. Do you have any big news?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm mulling stuff, but no news.
Yeah.
I was sick.
Oh yeah, you had COVID.
Yeah, I had COVID. So I missed a bunch of class and I missed a big event that I was supposed to be putting on. And turns out things work even if I'm not there.
That's good.
Maybe better. Who knows? So that was my most recent news. I thought I was kind of faking it, and then I realized it wasn't just in my head. It was actually like a disease.
Yeah, that's kind of affirming.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is this your first time having COVID?
No. At least second.
Second confirmed.
Yeah. And, but it just like once I understood it, I was realizing, oh, I really am tired, and it's not just
because I'm
lazy.
Right.
I was tired and foggy. Mm-hmm. So, but now I've rested up, and now I'm super sharp for this recording.
That's good.
Yeah. How about you? Any news?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Just same old. Okay. I paid a tax the other day. It was like, I got a letter in my mailbox. It was like, all Portlanders have to pay a arts tax. So I did that.
Oh.
It was $30.
Okay. Thanks.
Then they were like, now we'll fund arts projects in Portland. I'm like, okay.
So that sounds like a really good way to have a scam.
Yeah, it was on, I did it online though, and it was on the Portland, like through City the government website. Yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully it's not a scam.
Yeah. Really good one if it is.
Yeah, because it was like, you got to pay it.
Yeah.
I said, okay. Well,
yeah. And you already did your like federal taxes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not me. Good job.
Thanks. It's pretty easy this year because I didn't have any school things to document.
Yeah, and you only lived in one state.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. Well, that's my next weekend thing.
Fun.
Anyway, right. We're not here to just talk about our random things. We're supposed to ask each other random things.
Yeah.
For our 10 questions episode. Want me to go first?
Yeah, go for it.
I can't remember. So okay.
I can't remember either.
Here's my question. Have you started reading The Road?
I've read like the first couple pages.
Oh, okay.
It's really, it's good so far. Yeah.
Yeah. Last time I was visiting, you got a copy of it and we said, oh, we'll review this book.
Yeah.
I've not started rereading it.
That's okay.
We'll have to make a plan.
Yeah. I keep like grabbing it and then going to sit in a place and then I get distracted with other things. And then
sure.
I haven't read it very much, but it's on the intention.
Yeah. That's a pretty good, that's a good intention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First two pages were pretty good though.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Okay.
And I've read like the snippets you've had me read before I get it or before I got it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No spoilers. Cause we'll probably talk about it.
Yeah.
My first question, do you consider yourself a singer-songwriter now?
Oh, that's a really sweet question. I don't know. I mean, singer-songwriter sounds like someone who like has a guitar and stands on stages in coffee shops. Oh, yeah.
Someone who sings and writes songs for a band that are published.
Yeah. So I haven't been recorded as a singer, but if you go to the Spotify and you click on the credits for those. Now there's three songs
mm-hmm.
that are released as singles for the upcoming album. The Post Office Sessions
mm-hmm.
Of the band Standards and Substandards. Those three songs, when you click on the About, it says composer Adam Johnston.
That's pretty cool.
So that's really cool. Yeah. So, yeah. So, I guess, I'm a songwriter.
Yeah. Or do you prefer songwriter or composer?
I'm not particular, but songwriting sounds less pretentious. But it kind of feels the same to me.
Mm.
Composer feels like you should have, it feels more instrumental.
Yeah. Should be more instruments and maybe a conductor involved.
Maybe. But yeah, but I feel like now I can add that to my credits, creative works.
Yeah. Hobbies. Thanks
for pointing that out.
Yeah. Special yeah. interests.
Yeah. Add it to the resume. Well, I don't know. We'll see. See if people think it's any good. Yeah. Yeah. That album's coming out on March 6th.
That's soon.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have an album release party on March Ooh, 7th. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. You can come out.
Yeah.
Or not. It's all are invited if you pay $5 at the door. Everyone's welcome. Give us money.
For a fee.
Yes. That's how we do music.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So that's a good... What's your recent music pick recommendation? Or just do you like it?
Or what?
Or you just like it?
I think my newest... They're not super new, but I think the most recent addition to my repertoire are two Irish folksy kind of bands. One who I might like slightly better is called Amble. And then there's another one called Kingfisher with no E. Yeah, and they're both kind of like modern folksy, but Irish singers.
Irish? Huh. Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, it's okay. You don't have to say my band.
That one's not new. Or not the most recent.
Oh, okay. It's just except for the one that just came out yesterday. But
yeah.
No, that's fine. That's totally cool. I wasn't thinking that. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Kingfisher and Amble.
Yeah. And standards and substandards.
Oh, well, that's, if you say so, but
yeah,
I wasn't expecting that.
Just
noted that it wasn't what you said.
Yeah, there's a lot of bands out there.
There are, yeah, so many to be discovered, and we've already mentioned mine, so it's
yeah,
it's okay. All right.
I'll stick to the music track. What is your go-to karaoke song if you had to have one?
Have you done karaoke?
I've watched other people do karaoke.
Okay. I've never done it either. Which
it seems intimidating.
Yeah. And like our singer on our band says, "Hey, we should all go do like karaoke sometime. That would be fun." But that's why we have a band. Like, why would we do that?
So you can prepare and
like I literally play the music so we don't have to have a track.
Yeah. And in front of like drunken strangers.
Well, that's pretty much
what well, that's band what does you, too. Yeah.
That's except we get paid for it, kinda, a little. I don't know. It's hard because I find a lot of there's kind of a security blanket being behind a piano instead of like, I think karaoke just sounds, I don't know. I think it looks like a lot of fun. Like I have no doubt that that's a good idea, but, I just don't want to do it. I have to be at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And this is me stalling, thinking through
maybe a short song.
Maybe, yeah.
Not like Bohemian Rhapsody or something.
Right. I've heard of people doing tequila.
Oh.
Which is an instrumental song except for,
yeah, tequila. For one word every, yeah, minute or something.
Yeah. I honestly don't know. It would probably be something obscure, and then no one would like it. And yeah, might, yeah, as well just stay at home. And everyone would yell, why didn't you just stay home?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have one in mind?
I was thinking you would go with like some Billy Joel song or something that you already play on the piano at home, but.
Right. I was starting to lean into that idea and then thought, but I would play that on the piano.
Right.
So maybe something like, You May Be Right, which is a Billy Joel kind of guitar song. And, so it would be different than what I would typically do.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. So something like that.
That's good.
And maybe I'll think of something. I'll put it in the episode notes. Like, oh, and I finally thought of a good answer to this, yeah, question.
Or we can, maybe that's what people can send in suggestions for on the.
Oh, right. Yeah. You should totally do this as a karaoke track. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is going really well.
Yeah.
Hey, what is a recent piece of good luck you've had?
Good luck.
And as you're thinking about it, I'll tell you why I posed this question.
Yeah.
Because I was at a gig last night and it's a Mardi Gras party.
And oh,
there's,
yeah,
like, you know, Cajun food, and then they have king cake, which is like a good cake, and then they bake a baby into it, not a real baby.
Like the little plastic.
Yeah. And then whoever gets that in their piece of cake, you know, they have to bite into it and stuff. Like, that means they get good luck for the year.
Oh.
And I had a piece of cake and it had the baby in it. And so I'm like, oh, good luck for the year. And it was.
That's good.
Like, I was the winner of the good luck for the year. So.
Seems like a choking hazard in order to get the good luck, but.
Right. Someone explained to me that they like had to like, I don't have it in front of me, but they like slimmed down the baby. So it's like it made it easier to swallow, or at least like pass through your system. Instead of getting stuck.
Oh.
Which sounds both thoughtful and not thoughtful. Yeah, I don't know.
But then you don't know you have good luck until maybe ever.
Maybe the good luck is it comes through. And then
you don't die.
Yeah, I didn't die. Yeah, no intestinal blockage.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, that's
good
news.
You haven't been so lucky yet. Yeah.
No, I also haven't been to any Mardi Gras parties. The other day I was driving home from work and there were two different car accidents that made it very trafficky. But I wasn't in either car accident. So that was, yeah, good.
It's a good glass half full.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that's the only really thing good. I can think of. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what we do here, is we think of things off the top of our head.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds, well, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah. It made it take longer to get home, but
yeah,
it's okay.
And I'm glad you weren't bitter about it. I'm glad you had that perspective.
Yeah. Well, at first I was like, why is the traffic so bad? And then I drove past cars. I think one of them was just a semi broke down or something.
Oh.
And so it was just blocking a lane. But then I drove past it and I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then it was fine.
Just like half of adulthood. Like, why is this a pain? Oh, yeah. That's why.
Oh. Oh, now it's better. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. What is the most interesting part of zombie stories? Like, I know you don't really consume a lot of like zombie books or movies or those kinds of things, but
right,
if you had to pick an interesting component of something you don't really like.
I guess the whole point is, oh, okay. Yeah. So it's, I think it's interesting because the zombies are both kind of alive and not alive. And that's kind of an interesting kind of thing, like a cancer or a virus or I'm sure there's other example, protists or pieces of things that have, or yeah, technologies we create that have some kind of animation to them, but they aren't actually one of us, but they're a part of us. Yeah, so that's a theme.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So the science.
Yeah, or but maybe the more, like, there's a lesson in that. There's a metaphor for it. It means it stands in for something else, I think.
Yeah.
Have you watched Pluribus?
Not yet.
Okay.
It's not about
zombies. Okay, yeah. it's not about zombies, but that's the closest metaphor that any reviewer will come up with for it.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. But, and then the reviewer will stop and say, okay, well, we can't tell you anymore.
Oh.
So, you should totally watch it. I'd love that. That's something we could review too.
Yeah. Okay, I'll watch it.
Okay, great. Yeah, while you're reading the road.
Sounds uplifting.
Mm-hmm. It's yeah. That's all I'll say. It's just a fragment of the sentence. It's yeah. We should, and it would be hard to review too, because we'd both be talking like, oh, and then this, well, okay. So you know the part where wink wink, and we'd have to like not give away any spoilers. Unless we wanted to give away spoilers.
Yeah.
That's all. I think it's a really good show.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of related. I didn't number my questions this time, so this works really well. I can like jump around.
That's what I do too.
Yeah, I took your followed your lead. What do you think of AI?
Not a fan.
Okay.
I think it's created to, I don't know. Like, I think it was inevitable in a way, but I think it has come about too quickly. So now it's not used in a way that's careful or thoughtful, and is used to perpetuate, like similar narratives of like oppression and that kind of stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure.
And takes away like creative muscles as like a, like a escape, like a, like the easy path, a easy way out of a situation.
Yeah.
Which is the cool part of humanity. So that makes me kind of sad.
Yeah. Well, I want to believe that, that we'll figure that out. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Let's stop using this.
Yeah.
But
it's also really energy intensive, which makes it problematic in that regard, because then like, yeah, like I don't know how we will make it like sustainable if it's built on unsustainable practices already.
Right.
I don't know. We'll see. There's a lot going on right now.
Sounds like you've got it. Well, you've got thoughts about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I don't want to be like an old curmudgeon in my 20s already. But like it feels, so part of me is like, oh, new technology, bad. But also, yeah. I think we should be conscious about how we're doing technology and what we're using resources towards.
Yeah. Yeah, because of course it's using, so you could write it off and just say, well, we shouldn't use, we don't have the resources to spare.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could say, if we're going to use it, it should have some kind of benefit for the resources that it expends. Yeah.
And also like
creativity.
The creativity, and then also like people are using it to answer questions, but it's often wrong or missing half of the, like it's not smart enough. Well, it's smart, but it's also like I don't know how it really works too, which is also, I don't know how to answer that question specifically. Sure. But like it gets things wrong, so it's this smart thing that's basically telling people the wrong answers, so it perpetuates people getting things wrong.
Right. A lot of people do that though too.
Yeah. Which is also a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Okay. I figured as much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite map?
Ooh. Like of an area or of a type or...
I was thinking like if you had a physical map that was your favorite, but however you interpret.
Yeah. So it would be a topographic map.
Mm-hmm.
I love the topographic maps because they show the topography, and it would be, I've got several.
Yeah.
I've got some of the Uintas and some of, like, yeah, of this place right over here, right out my door. And I like them because I can like pour over them and feel like the terrain there. And then I know it's going to be completely different from what, like the map isn't going to actually give me that experience, but it's this like hint of the experience. And I like that kind of foreshadowing. I don't know if I've got a favorite, although there's favorite trips that I routed through topographic maps, like our trips to the winds.
Oh yeah.
The eclipse trip, and mapping that out. That probably was my favorite mapping out, 'cause I had to like make a loop and also intersect it with the path of totality.
And then get
a perspective and like time it out. So I think that's the one. That's the one I'll pick.
It's a good one.
Yeah. 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 Good question.
Thanks.
Hey, what's a hobby you admire but don't necessarily want for yourself?
I'd say most of them. Most of the hobbies.
Most hobbies.
I think.
Like you admire most of them, or you don't want them for yourself?
I probably don't admire most of them. but there's a lot of hobbies that I'll see and go, oh, that's cool. And then I don't want to do them.
Yeah.
But I can't think of them right now. I'd say, no offense to the broad knitting population that we have listening.
Yeah.
Actually, it might be a good chunk of our listening population might be.
It's a, we have a solid knitting demographic on our.
Yeah. And I really like my knitwear, and I'm wearing my knit socks right now. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate all of my knitwear. And watching people knit and do all the fiber arts stuff. And I can technically knit a little bit, but mm-hmm. also it's not something that I see myself sitting down with and picking up in that, capacity.
Right. That's totally fair. Yeah. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone would take offense at that.
Yeah. I hope not.
Except maybe a knitter. No. Oops. You know those knitters.
We just so lost yeah. We just lost 60% of our listeners. Yeah.
We're kidding.
No, we're big knit supporters.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we both don't knit.
Exactly. I knit a hat. It took me like 3 years to knit a hat
mm-hmm.
in the round. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I admire it too. Okay. Good answer.
Yeah. Similar-ish vein. speaking of zebras.
Uh-huh.
What is, actually, no, I'll do, what instrument would you like to learn next?
I've got, I don't know. Would you say I have learned guitar?
I think you can play guitar.
I can play some things on the guitar. I think I'd really like to play mandolin, which is sitting behind me.
Yeah.
And
cigar box guitar.
Which is way easier to play, like, because it's all kind of open tuning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess I also sometimes. I think so. I have like weighted keys on my keyboard, like it's a piano.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also like more. There's a different way that you play organ.
Yeah.
Or Rhodes or something like a keyboard. It'd have less weighting to the keys, and there's a sustain on it, and so I don't have that, and I don't feel like I'm not going out to like get another keyboard. But that would be cool to have like another, to have that skill as well, because it's different than the weighted keys. And so when I play like an organ sound on my keys, mm-hmm. I know I'm not playing it quite right.
Right.
But that might just be a me thing.
That'd be cool though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't you, maybe I'm making this up, didn't you play... Did you play piano in church growing up, or did you play
organ? I did play some organ, and I had some organ lessons. But I wasn't playing like blues riffs. I was trying to play Amazing Grace, which I would then add blues riffs to, which is why I did not succeed as a church organist.
Mm.
And I also learned like, it had the bass notes on the underfoot.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that?
A little
bit.
So
that's kind of cool. Like you could play you could play extra notes with your feet.
Yeah.
Which is neat.
I remember in high school, I saw Booker T. Jones.
Right.
And he, it's a special kind of organ, but like for blues and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So that'd be cool.
I think I should look this up, ask AI about it. do you have a Wurlitzer? Anyway, yeah, he brought, like, he was playing that organ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a cool thing.
That's cool.
That's another note I'll make. If it's not a Wurlitzer, I'll have to apologize to all the Wurlitzer fans. Yeah, but see, he plays, I can try to play Booker T songs, mm-hmm. like Green Onions.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound, it can be the same notes, but doesn't sound the same. Doesn't have the same dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah. And also I could play more guitar because it's hard to haul a piano to a gig.
Yeah.
Nice to just have a guitar. But that, I'm a long ways off from that. That kind of ability. Yeah, if you were a dog, what kind of life would you want as a dog? So there's different dog lifestyles.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of dogs around where I live, and I think they've got a pretty good life. Like, they go on walks around the area, and sometimes I'll see them up in the nearby trails.
Mm-hmm.
So they are still active, but also they're just kind of chill to hang out at the brewery patio and
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing.
Are they lap dogs or golden retrievers or?
Like, I would say more on the golden retriever side, but I like mixes.
Uh-huh.
There's smaller dogs too around that are more lap dogs in people's tote bags and that kind of thing.
Right. But you're describing something. The dog is walking along.
Yeah.
Companion wise.
Yeah. Going into the coffee shops and.
Yeah.
Doing those things. Yeah. Or like I could, like a dog with a job, like a guide dog or something like that.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. That'd be good. Yeah.
So then have some skills and be super smart and do my job and then retire. Resume. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good perspective. A purpose. Huh. I wonder if the dogs with purpose judge the others in a, yeah. Look down on them. Like, you're just a lap dog.
I don't know if dogs have that interest in judgment.
Yeah.
Or
that's probably why they're better than us.
Probably.
Hmm. All right. Yeah. Nice.
If you could teach any other subject just like right off the cuff, like you don't have to go back to school or learn a different thing, just instantly you have all the information you need, what subject would you choose?
Like, so I'm just going to magically, like I somehow have recreated myself. So I have that ability.
Yeah. Or like in addition to, like you're not losing your physics skills or anything like that.
Yeah. I could teach it. I think I was stuck in like the music side of things, and I've like mm-hmm. watched people teach like an ensemble, and I thought that Ooh. Was cool. But actually it would be like geology or earth science, some kind of field science, where it's out there in the field. Those are the people who I like, and they assure me it's not that what do you say glorious. Like it's not all the glory that you see, but the people who get to like go hang out in the field with the rocks and take students out there, that's their space.
Yeah. I think
that's the kind of place. And I'd get to read topographic maps for work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some kind of geology.
That'd be good. I took my freshman year of college, or I think it was, might have been sophomore, but I took a environmental science class that we had like 2 days in the classroom and then 1 day out in the field. Yeah. And I'd hated the teacher, but I really liked going out and measuring trees and stuff.
Yeah.
So that'd be good.
Yeah, that would be the way to do it. It's a thing of physics that I don't resent, but it definitely is much more of a bench science than a field science.
You can go in elevators sometimes, though.
I can, and I do. I send students on elevators.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yep. Okay. Dare to dream. Hey, what's your, what are you thinking of Neil Gorsuch? Supreme Court Justice. Do you have an opinion?
I haven't been paying that close attention.
Okay.
To specific justices right now.
The only reason I know anything about, I thought to bring this up, is because he gave his own opinion on the six to three ruling that ruled out.
Right.
Made tariffs the Trump tariffs unconstitutional.
Yeah.
And he kind of said this, it's really important to have a balance of powers and the legislative branch needs to do its part.
Yeah. I have been meaning to read that. Cause I think it's always interesting when people write a separate opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That's
why I thought of you.
A concurring opinion, as they're called.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember, because he's one of the newer ones, and I remember when he was like proposed, I wasn't a fan because, you know, Trump had put up like 3 or 4 justices or something like that. And so I was a little discouraged.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that is why we have a Supreme Court, is to have that balance of powers. Like it's why we are split into 3 branches of government, is to hopefully hold people in check. So
yeah,
that's good to see.
Sounds like a good thing.
Yeah. I'll do more reading on him and get back to you.
Okay.
More in depth.
Okay. All of our listening folks can't wait.
Yeah.
To get that.
So you've interviewed many people, both for jobs and for like just interviewing people. I'm thinking of, I think before I was born, you interviewed what's his face, that poet?
Well, Billy Collins.
I interviewed Billy Collins. I wanted to say Billy Joel, but I know that's not his name.
Yeah.
So do you have a dream interview guest in either capacity?
Well, job interviews are way less interesting usually. I mean, sometimes you can ask an interesting question, but it's still kind of getting at the, like, do you want to work with this person? And are they qualified?
Yeah.
So probably wouldn't be a job interview. Huh. Who would I... maybe Neil Gorsuch so that he could kind of tie you in there. I like these interviews. You and me.
You and me.
Yeah. Like, because I get to know someone I already know.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it's an interesting, it's more interesting than I think people would realize. So I'm always glad that we have this.
Yeah.
And it makes, yeah. Yeah. You're always learning new things. There's always something new to learn from people you already know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'll ask my next heavy question so you can just see a really good example of that.
Yeah.
But that's probably not the answer you're looking for. But I'll stick with it. That's my answer. These interviews.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Uh-huh. So, speaking of which, what's the worst invertebrate? I did not ask Billy Collins this question.
I bet he'd have some insight.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a mosquito.
Hmm. Yeah.
Just from the human bias that I have.
Yeah.
Or my self-preservation bias.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of most invertebrates.
I figured, and a lot of people like don't like creepy crawly things. I figured you didn't.
Yeah.
Too much, but
like I like bees and spiders, and beetles and all those things. Roly polies.
Mm-hmm.
Ladybugs.
Wow, you got a long list of things you do like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glad we could find one you didn't like.
Sometimes like I don't like that wasps give bees a bad name.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'll say I love bees and people say that they hate wasps. And I'm like, those are not the same thing at all.
Right. Yeah. So not only are they mean, they're also imposters.
Yeah.
Yeah. But mosquitoes also, like, it'd be...
Yeah.
I think that's a good... worst invertebrate.
Mm-hmm. And I think mosquitoes, I could just be making this up, but mosquitoes, oh, and probably flies also, are the only ones that I think spread diseases to us, like of the invertebrates, I think. That's probably not true, but
like disease vector. So yeah, a spider can bite you or you can get stung, but that's not a disease.
Mm-hmm. But like a mosquito can give you malaria or
West Nile or
of those.
Yeah. It's not the mosquito's fault though.
No, it's not their fault. They're not doing it with intent.
As far as I know.
They seem to have very small brains just based on the size of the rest of them.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Mosquitoes and wasps. That was my question eight.
I have three left.
Okay. We're on track.
Perfect. What's the first thing you learned to cook for yourself?
I have a funny story. When mom and I were first dating, I was like, I can't remember. We were in some dorm kitchen and I had made some ridiculous amount of peas.
Mm.
You know, 'cause peas are really easy to make. You just boil or steam them and then you
eat them out. Yeah.
Right. And so they're frozen peas and I think I just did the whole bag and then there's like a pile of peas. It's like, there's no way we can eat them. I'm like, oh, I'm totally going to eat it. I totally did this on purpose. And I think I might be making this up, but I think she said, okay, if you eat those, I'll love you forever or something like that. Mm-hmm. There's motivation for me to eat. So I totally ate all the peas.
And it's worked out.
It's worked, yeah. So some of them are probably still stuck in my gut somewhere, like that baby from the king cake. But I think I was making to go with it probably macaroni and cheese.
That's a staple.
That's probably. And then there's dorm room ramen,
mm-hmm.
which is just meant boil some water in a hot pot and
put the noodles in.
Put the noodles in.
For 4 minutes or something.
Yeah. 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 So stuff like that. It wasn't exciting. I wasn't asking you stuff. This isn't on my list, but mom was just showing me the picture of the salmon dinner that you made yourself.
Yeah. I've been trying to get better at cooking or more intentionally cook recently.
It looked really good. So,
yeah.
You had a glaze and stuff.
So it was a honey balsamic salmon, and it was just like honey and balsamic vinegar whisked together, and poured over the salmon and cook in a pan for, I think it was 5 minutes, and then broil on high for an additional couple minutes until it's cooked. And then that was it. So
sounds great.
Felt fancy, but was also kind of easy, which is.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. And I made your chili the other night.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Just turned out good.
Good. Nice. It's a nice way to spend a weekend to cook some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my current hobby.
Yeah, nice. It's a really good hobby. Okay. Yeah, kind of related. What's your favorite current neighborhood haunt or routine? So, and for context, you live in a really great neighborhood with a cool community vibe.
Yeah. Yesterday, I like just being able to go out and just kind of do everything in one go. So yesterday I walked. I was going to get coffee, but I didn't know from where. And so I walked out the door and I think my favorite coffee shop, I don't know, I think it's up there for sure, but they were pretty busy. So I walked 5 more steps and then the next coffee shop was right there. And I said, Portland. Oh, yeah. And then I said, wait, I was there last weekend. So I walked 2 more or around one corner, and there is a third coffee shop that I hadn't been to yet. And
like ever?
Yeah. It's okay. It's like 2 blocks away from me. So it's not, but I went down there, and it was really cute in there, and they make their own chai. I got a dirty chai from there. And then I left there and I looked at a bookshop for a second. It's right by 2 bookstores. And then I walked around a different corner and looked at the park. And then I thought, oh, I need laundry soap. So then I walked to the store and got some laundry soap. And then I went home.
That's a pretty good outing.
Yeah. It's like I was one of the dogs. Just in the area.
No wonder you want that life. You already
have it. It's pretty nice.
You just walk yourself.
Mm-hmm. So I think my favorite neighborhood haunt is just I don't have to have an agenda. Uh-huh. I can just go out there.
Nice. And get some things done, like get laundry detergent.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Okay.
It's all close to each other, which is nice.
Yeah. That I've admired that about your neighborhood.
Yeah. Doritos and Star Wars, or backpacking and whiskey?
Oh gosh. That's a really tough question. But I think backpacking and whiskey still.
Yeah.
Even though it's less accessible and yeah, it's a yeah. You know, I've matured some, so I consume more whiskey than Doritos, not by volume, but by
episode amount or
yeah, frequency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I do too.
Yeah.
But I don't eat the many Doritos.
Aren't good for you. Yeah.
Yeah, don't want to be healthy.
I have to I just can't have them in the house.
Yeah.
The Doritos. I can make sure I'm not drinking whiskey all the time. That's not that big of a deal, but I would not be able to keep myself eating Doritos at the time.
Yeah.
And I have to remind myself of that. But regardless, like I think whiskey on a backpacking trip or a camping trip is kind of I don't even want to say delicacy. It's just a part of life that is a celebratory part of life. Mm-hmm. Those things combined is really nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the hard-hitting question.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking about that the other day because I was in the store to get laundry soap. And
right there after you went to three coffee shops.
I only went into one.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was like Doritos on sale. And I was like, oh, I remember eating Doritos and watching Star Wars when Mom and Anna were out doing something because
yeah,
and we would have Star Wars and Dorito nights. It's great.
Yeah. Which is, yeah, which I like, that's not to say we shouldn't do that. Like that's, of course mm-hmm. we should do that. Of course I like to do that.
Yeah.
It's just different. Yeah. Okay.
So it comes with maturity.
Yeah. But still next time you're here, if we have a chance, I think that'd be a fun.
Or we could do whiskey and Star Wars. And Doritos.
Yeah, and Doritos. Yeah. Yeah, some things. No, you could force those to mix. That'd be fine. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's my last question. Mm-hmm. What's a religious tradition you could get into in spite of not yourself being religious?
I feel like I don't know enough of them to make an informed decision.
Well, just make one, just overgeneralize like most people do about other people's religions.
I think there's something cool about having a community that all does the same thing at the same time.
Uh-huh.
So like listening to grandparents who will go to church every Sunday and then that's how they connect with all of the people that they care about every mm-hmm. single week. That's kind of, I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And like grandma will do a lot of like cooking and baking and crafting and stuff for that community to raise money for it.
Yeah.
And funeral services and that kind of things.
Yeah.
Which I think that part of community care is just nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's right. Yeah. We don't have other spaces that are as ubiquitous in that mm-hmm. way, in that creating community kind of way.
Yeah. Hmm. Does that count as well?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Do you have a last
question? One?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a favorite go-to poem?
I have a few. Each time I start a new notebook, I've got my notebook in front of me right now. Mm-hmm. I will like kind of break it in by like just handwriting a poem. Here, this is bad audio. I might bump oops, bump my microphone. But you can see.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. Like, so I write, print out a poem that I have in the front of my notebook, and then I feel like, oh, I've already written in my notebook, and there's no pressure to like keep writing or to like feel like I have to write something important.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I have like, there's a few poems I'm sure I've reused. I know I've used Billy Collins a few times. I actually have three poems written here. One is Billy Collins called Schoolsville, which I've been thinking of because it's about him thinking about all of the students he's ever had and what if they all lived in the same town. And I have this sense like students from 20 years ago or last year I put into the same space, and I think they should know each other.
Right.
But obviously they don't, and like one of them could literally be the parent of another instead of being contemporaries of each other. So that poem is about like what if they were all hanging out together and he would be the mayor of that town. And then there's this K. Ryan poem called, I think it's called Niagara Falls. Mm-hmm. Or the Niagara River is what it's called. And the theme is like something about like we're on the Niagara River and we do know what that we're on the Niagara River, and something about this question about not sure what that means. And of course the Niagara River leads to Niagara Falls. And so it's like you're kind of in on something that's going to happen to them.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor. Yeah. And then Mary Oliver's often here, and Wild Geese is one that's often here, or I go to the Shores when I've had in other notebooks.
I love that one.
Yeah. And so it's probably largely due to you and you referring to that poem. The one I have here is Praying. I don't know if you know this one.
It's not ringing a bell.
Yeah, so the first stanza, the first couple lines are, it doesn't have to be the blue iris. It could be weeds in a vacant lot or a few small stones. Just pay attention. And it goes on to like what you could pray for. And then the other one that I have is The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry.
I like that poem.
Yeah. So that just seemed nice. And I don't often go back to them. They're just there. And sometimes I like put one down and I have space for another if in case I find one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I don't know if I have one, but there's a few kind of go-tos like that.
Nice.
Thanks. All right. We're done.
All done.
Good job.
Thanks. Any final notes or?
No. Reminder. To like, if anyone's still listening at the end of this episode, remember at the beginning we said we'll do a music review at some point. So if you've got a suggestion, we'll take it.
Yeah. Or not. We might not take it.
Right. Yeah, we could have a list of things we rejected.
And called people out for.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's some bad suggestions. Or this wasn't very interesting.
Yeah.
We'll consider everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good talking to you, Reed.
Good to talk to you too, Dad.
We'll talk again soon,
at some point.
Yeah, in our podcast. Podcast soon sometimes means 2 months.
Within a year, likely. Yeah,
probably. But until then. Keep your feelings inside.
Thank you. You too.
I will.
Good. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.